lot of people just call us now. We don't really have to reach out. And this year we actually had to start kind of cutting people off a little bit.
The Skagway International Folk Festival is back for its 24th year, and Culture Days and a new building dedication in Klukwan. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. Those stories and more up next. The end of winter means snow is melting to reveal green grass, dormant flowers, but also old trash. That's why Skagway has held the clean sweep every year for close to five decades. Debbie Stidell is the office administrator for the Skagway Chamber of Commerce.
In 1964 it started, and it was to kind of help us spruce up our town after a long winter. And as our town evolved into more of a seasonal visitor destination, we kind of time it right before our visitors come so we can take care of all the trash that's, you know, blown in here in our windy winters and be all ready and spruced up for our visitors and for our community as well.
The Chamber is organizing this year's clean sweep and encourages residents, old and new, to take part by meeting at the Skagway Ferry Terminal on Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Participants will get trash bags, an assigned location to clean, and a free lunch at noon when the program ends.
If they sign up and register for the clean sweep, they'll get a free card from the cone company so that you can take it to their grand opening next weekend and get a free ice cream cone. And each family gets a coupon to take their own residential garbage to the dump on Sunday. And then we have a whole bunch of door prizes.
But that's not all. Stidell adds that it's a great chance to meet your neighbors. Her first clean sweep was in 1994, the day after she moved to Skagway.
In fact, we moved here on a Friday, and somebody said, oh, there's this clean sweep going on. So it was the very first thing we ever did in Skagway. So it kind of has some history for my husband and myself.
Another advantage to helping with clean sweep is a discount to the third annual Earth Day Disc Golf Tournament on Saturday at Skagway's Seven Pastures Ballfields.
And instead of having it on Earth Day this year, we decided to team up with Clean Sweep. And if you participate in Clean Sweep this year, you get $5 off registration for the tournament.
Alicia Wentland is executive director of the Taya Inlet Watershed Council, which puts on the event as a fundraiser. New this year, there'll be different brackets to break up the beginners and the experts.
We do also give away a kind of a booby prize of sorts, so the highest golf score will win a prize as well. And that's usually discs to encourage people to play more often.
And as always, there will be food.
And we usually have some volunteers running around and giving out hot dogs while people are golfing.
The Taya Inlet Watershed Council's Earth Day Disc Golf Tournament is a rain or shine event at 3 p.m. Saturday at the Skagway Ballfields. Culture Days are back at Klukwan School this week. During this year's celebration, a ceremony will dedicate the new hospitality house. Lonnie Hotch is the camp director for the Klukwan Traditional Knowledge Camp. She'll also be leading a song and dance workshop during Culture Days.
It's more or less an educational thing that we do at Klukwan School to celebrate the culture and learn more about it and share with others.
The event is sponsored by the Klukwan School and the Klukwan Heritage Center. Groups like Search, the Sheldon Museum and Cultural Center, and the Haynes Library pitched in to make the two-day gathering happen. And a long list of local artists did, too.
Yeah, we have quite a lineup. We have Jim Heaton and a couple of other carvers, Daniel Clinot and Jeffrey Clinot, to work with students on wood carving. Weaving, we have Mary Jane Valentine and Julie Folta and her sister Mary Asper to help with a little weaving project. Denise Morris and Alice Morris will be working with students on a beading project. Dan Henry, Charlie Jimmy, and Lehigh Miller will be doing storytelling sessions. We have an art fair at the Klukwan Assembly of God Church, a traditional arts fair. Christopher Hotch and David Strong are doing Tlingit language and games.
Jean Tagaban, a Tlingit storyteller, is helping the Klukwan kids with a first-of-its-kind performance scheduled for Friday. That's the same day as the Hospitality House dedication ceremony. Students from Mosquito Lake, Haynes, and Anchorage will join Klukwan students during Culture Days. The four Anchorage students are here with the Rural Urban Exchange Program. Culture Days runs through Friday in Klukwan. The 24th annual Skagway International Folk Festival is in the gateway to the Klondike this Friday. Skagway's the halfway point on the spring folk music circuit, tapping into the talent gathered for the Alaska Folk Festival that just ended in Juneau, and attracting those musicians planning to show up at the Folk Society of Whitehorse Festival on Saturday. Donna Snyder is with the event sponsors, the Skagway Arts Council.
We kind of leave it open to whatever people want to play. We kind of say that although it's folk music based, we're all folk, and we'll accept any folk into the festival that want to come.
She's got big brown eyes and ruby red lips, a shank and a boot.
Dennis Allen is coming to Skagway for his first local folk fest. The first time Allen saw the blues performed was in Whitehorse, and he quickly went back home to Inuvik Northwest Territories and started a band. He's also a film producer and just screened his first film at the Sundance Film Festival.
Go on, mama, get some holy water and throw it upon that old bootlegger's daughter and try and save that boy from a life of sin.
Ones to the folk festival are Dennis Allen, and he's from Whitehorse. We also have Joe Bishop, new to us, and Jude Waldman, he's also from Whitehorse, and Sarah McDonald. Sarah McDonald is part of a bigger group, the August Revival, and I believe the rest of her group isn't able to come, but we're happy to have her along. So those are all our new people.
Joe Bishop's a singer-songwriter famous for his salmon story, The Spawn Song. He comes to Skagway from a small cabin he built himself, off the grid and not quite level, outside of Whitehorse. But many of the musical talent at the Skagway Fest are familiar because they're in the Skagway phone book, like the Wasmans, Ashley Leggett, the folks from the Songs of Wind Choir, most of the Windy Valley Boys, Lucas Hager, and Avi Vogel.
She's a year-round student here at the high school, and also a basketball champ. She was part of our champion team that won for the state. And she'll be playing this year as well. She played last year, did a solo, and it was brought in a lot of young people to the folk festival, which we really appreciate, having the young crowd. We hope they're all coming back this year, too.
And others are familiar because they've performed in Skagway before, like guitarist Ashley Bowman.
Some of our returning artists are Chris and Kathy Wassman, Candace and Tom Lux, Tony Scott Pierce and Robert McCracken with the Windy Valley Boys, Rainey Godwin from Juneau, Songs in the Wind Choir from Skagway, and Cheryl Dennis will be doing a solo this year. She's part of that choir. And we have our old favorite, Barb Callen. She's playing this year with somebody from Juneau who we haven't had before, and that's Liz Saya, I think her name is. But Liz is new to us, and Barb's played in the folk festival and actually was the organizer for many, many years.
These junkyards are full of abandoned cars and broken hearts.
Buddy Tabor is a longtime Southeast Alaska favorite and a veteran of the Alaska Folk Festival, Dawson City Music Festival, and Yukon Frostbite Festival. Bob Dylan first inspired him to play guitar, and Towns Van Zandt once said Buddy is a player and a poet.
My father was born in the hills of West Virginia, rode to coal cars through the train yards, went to work at 17.
Snyder says after 24 years, the Skagway International Folk Festival is a familiar name among nearby artists, which makes it easier to book great performers.
Well, we do a lot of advertising in Juneau for the folk festival there, and so people do see our posters, and if they can find the time, they usually, a lot of people try to fit it into their schedule. So a lot of it is word of mouth at the Juneau Festival and around town here and up in Whitehorse. There's a lot of emails shooting back and forth. And a lot of the people just call us now. We don't really have to reach out. And this year we actually had to start kind of cutting people off a little bit.
Each artist will get about a 15-minute set to allow time for everyone. But Snyder says the council hopes to expand the festival in the future to a full day or even a two-day event.
We're really excited about the fact that we might be able to expand it in the future. It just might be where we stagger shows throughout the day so that people can take a break in between, go to lunch or go to dinner. Maybe it'll be a little bit like the way they do things in Dawson, where we have concerts in different places around town so that you can choose, or maybe you have a weekend pass, something like that, where you can come and go and choose which artist you want to see and or spend more time at those events. Maybe in the future there'll be some workshops or something too. yeah, if people keep coming, we'll keep trying to fit them in and make it a bigger party.
Yeah, it's a lonely road.
Jude Waldman was born in Scotland and moved to Canada when he was young. He hit the road after high school, busking his way across the country. It was on that trip he was first invited to record in a studio, and he released his first solo CD 4 years later. The Skagway Festival is at 7 p.m. on Friday, April 23rd, at the First Presbyterian Church at 5th and Main. Entrance is free or with a suggested donation of $10.
So far, we've still been sticking with the First Presbyterian Church, and the acoustics in there are phenomenal. We actually had a couple artists this year that came and gave concerts because they remembered how beautiful the sound was in the church. It's a historic building, and it's just amazing that people can play without microphones and be heard to the 100 or so in the audience, and without, you know, a lot of amplification or anything. People just really like to perform there, and they like the laid-back atmosphere of our folk festival.
A fundraiser for Hita Feed precedes the music festival. It's from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Elks at 6th and State. Two different sizes of plates are available this year, and the benefit raises money for the Skagway Arts Council. Reporting for KHNS, this is Tara Bicknell.